But it's time for our weekly Lake No Fork Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this beautiful Thursday morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's much better. You know, when you step outside, you just start sweating instantly. That's no fun. This is much better.
Yeah, this is like a little early taste of fall, I think, right here. This, I think we're around 62 degrees down here, and a little overcast. It's kind of nice. Nice change.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar, too, and enjoy it because rain's coming.
And we all could use a little bit of rain. It was a really dry August, and, you know, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I'm seeing rain at Harrison. It's Diamond City is about to start seeing some precipitation. Marshall, Arkansas, you know, and it's stretching all the way down. Then it's up into Missouri, just a little bit west of Branson, west of Springfield. So there's plenty of precipitation coming, but which is okay. We need it. So what are you hearing from the fisher people?
The fisher people, they loving the lake level. It's at, we're at, what, 559 and some change. Water temperature's still a bit on the high side. You know, we're in the upper 80s on the water temp. So it hasn't been too bad. It hasn't been fabulous, but it hasn't been too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, again, the stripers, hybrids, whites, they're probably all pretty deep right now again and making it a little harder to get them to play.
Yeah, until the lake temperature comes down some, they're gonna be deeper in that. And a lot of that action is down by the dam in that deeper water. And it's been tough. And then they've been having issues with the oxygen level, deeper the fish go and a die-off and that, mm-hmm. which is typical in these conditions that happens. So, that has slowed down. And but the bass fishing and the crappie fishing is not too bad at all.
Yeah, the crappie bite, that's it's not going to be long. I think the crappie will really shift into a new gear, but they most folks, they using live bait or just you know, jigs, whatever they feel.
Combination of both, Gary. Mm-hmm. Live bait seems to work good for some people, and then I have tried and true guys. All they use is soft plastic, and they do very well with that. So I think everybody has their own thing. I've used both and have had success with both. So that's whatever you like. And I personally think live bait seems to work a little bit better, but yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And you got some folks that fish with live bait, and that minnow's got to be a certain size, or nope, forget it.
Yeah.
Those minnows are too big.
The bite hasn't been too bad, you know. Yeah. I've had several got no limits, but unless you look at some of the guides and that, like Borgman or someone, they've been getting limits every day out there, but. Regular folk, 6, 7, 8 crappie, which is good. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's enough to eat. You're not going to go hungry.
No, that's for sure. And they've been decent size, you know, 12, 13 inches mm-hmm. and that. So that's plenty for a meal or two right there. So, and that's been happening on a regular basis. So that really seems like it's picking up. And I think as we get into September, roll into the cooler water temperature and stuff in the next month or so, it's only going to get better.
Now, you were talking about some single spin action for the bass.
Yeah, I've had two different guys tell me that they've had very good luck with white single spins for the bass. So just passing that along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And I had some guys using some 10-inch red worms plastic, mm-hmm. soft plastic, and they were doing okay.
I that's me. To me, this time of year, it's fun if, you know, jig fishing. They're down deeper, and, man, just jigging is fun, I think.
Yeah, you absolutely. Know? And you got to work for it a little bit and stuff, but, you know, that's fine. You're constantly doing something. You're not just sitting there and that. That's fishing, and it makes it fun.
Yeah, for sure. Of course, we're coming into the big final hoorah, the 3-day weekend, last one of the year. And it's, you know, a lot of people are going to be you know, playing on the lake and taking their pontoons and campers home, all that kind of stuff. So traffic, you know, be aware of that. But it's still going to be a good time to be out there on the lake. Early morning and evening fishing is probably going to be your best bet. You know, of course, the perch, the big old bluegill, they bite all day. You just got to find them.
Yeah, that's really, really good. The perch should be good this weekend, especially if we get a little bit of sunshine after this rain comes through. I think that people down camping with the kids and grandkids, they should have a blast with the perch. They've been really active.
What about the guys with the limb lines, jugging? They still doing pretty good?
Yeah, you know, they're putting out, a lot of the guys that are using trot lines, 25 hooks, they're getting 4 or 5 a night.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not huge, but they're good eat size, you know, 2-3 pounds, and that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, everybody wants to get the big monster in that, but if you're looking for a meal, my personal favorite is to go with a 2 or 3 pounders are perfect.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's the time of year for that right now.
Yeah, it's perfect time. Well, are you full at the Bayou Resort for the 3-day weekend?
We are. We're at, I don't think we have room for anything, not even a camper, which is a good thing. We've had over the last, since we talked last time, I think I've had 3 cancellations and filled them all back up. So, yeah, it's been a busy week.
Yes. Well, any mermaid sightings?
You know, the mermaids have been laying kind of low. I think I'm going to wait till after this busy weekend. I think let things settle down, then I'll go back down there and sit with my lawn chair and my wine and some Cheetos.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna bring a bottle of scotch.
You're gonna up the game.
Yeah. I may bring some Doritos and a bottle of scotch and see what happens because, they've been pretty elusive. Well, Gary, hey, we do appreciate you. And folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
They can give us a call, Gary, at 870-467-5277. Facebook page, good way to follow, see what's going on, look at some of the pictures. That's how we filled our cancellations. People follow us on there. Diane put it up, said, hey, we had a cancellation, and people that follow that can pick up on it real quick. So that's a good way to stay in touch. And then always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you. Have a great 3-day weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Stay safe, Gary. Talk to you soon.